Yeah, I guess from what I've heard that men and animals were and other types of animals were pretty similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I heard a lot of stories people tell me, because I used to go around with a lot of old. See, my dad, he didn't know nothing, you know. He never built nothing. He never built sleds, you know, built snowshoes like that, nothing. And my mother is the one that taught me. My mother said, you're going to either learn now or not. Nobody ain't going to tell you how to do things. They're not going to. You've got to learn, she told me. So I just, one day I thought I want to start building sleds, and that's how I got my start.
Uh-huh.
She just tell me how to do things, you know, like skinning moose. And how to hunt, how that moose gonna go, she tell me all about it, you know. And I just follow her words, and that's how now I can tell you when that moose gonna lay down, or I can tell you it's a fat moose, or I can tell you that too.
You say that you used to listen to the old timers.
Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of old timers, because I hunt with a lot of old timers. Dick Albert down in Indiana and Henry Thomas, I used to hunt with a lot of them. I used to list a lot of them.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about what they said about men and other animals and how they interact.
Well, that part I can't remember maybe it'll come back to me later on. Like I said, you know, they a long time ago, that's what they used to do. They used to move around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They never stay one place. They just move and move all the time. And they just live out of the country.
Did your mom or any of the old timers ever talk about the what happened when the miners came into the area, the gold miners, prospectors?
No, they never told me nothing about that. No, they never did, but. They didn't know what it was about, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't know what it was about.